SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Wadamuli, I am Kerry Lee Harding, Indigenous lead of NITV Radio. I'll be your host for this special episode of the Australia Explained. Today we'll explore the Australian Wars, a significant yet overlooked part of our nation's history. The Frontier Wars is a term often used to describe the more than 100 years of violent conflicts between colonial settlers and the Indigenous peoples that occurred during the course of the British settlement of Australia. Even though Australia honours its involvement in wars fought overseas, it has yet to acknowledge the struggle that made it the country it is today. Here's Luana Grant with more.
Content warning, this episode contains references to violence that could distress some listeners. When Captain James Cook first arrived on the shores of what is now known as Australia, he declared this vast land as terra nullius, nobody's land. In reality, the island continent was home to hundreds of different Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander nations and clans, hundreds of thousands of Indigenous peoples that were instantly deemed as subjects of the British Crown. This became the trigger for the Frontier Wars, the brutal conflicts between Indigenous peoples and settlers that marked the foundation of Australia, but this gruesome history is only starting to become recognised now. Filmmaker Rachel Perkins is an Arunta and Kalkadoon woman with European heritage. She released a television series in 2022 that details the nature of the struggle of Indigenous peoples defending their lands from British settlers.
Let's begin with the title, The Australian Wars. People might not have heard that before, and it's a title that we chose very deliberately because these were the wars that happened between initially the British Empire when it claimed the continent and then occupied it, but then was finished by the contemporary Australian colonial governments, which founded the Australian Federated Commonwealth Government.
Even though the Australian Wars was fought throughout the continent from the arrival of the First Fleet in 1788 and until the mid-1930s, these conflicts were not taught in schools or even acknowledged as war until the late 20th century. Professor Henry Reynolds is one of Australia's most respected historians and an expert in warfare. When he started teaching history in 1966, there were almost no mention of Aboriginal people in history books.
It only mentioned the Aborigines twice merely in passing, and there wasn't even an entry in the index. Only fairly recently, there has been a general acceptance that the conflict actually was warfare. It wasn't warfare like people understand in the modern world.
This was because these were guerrilla wars, Professor Reynolds again.
The view was that it was too small and scattered to be considered having the gravity of warfare. There were no uniforms, no marching soldiers. Never really was a case of large formations and battles in the classical sense. But nonetheless, it clearly was a form of warfare.
Historian Dr. Nicholas Clements, another expert in the Australian Frontier Wars, agrees.
They knew it as a war then. All the colonial documents refer to it as warfare. But in the 20th and 21st century, we have lost sight of that. And I think there are also some underlying political reasons why many people can't identify it as a war.
And those political reasons stem back to the concept of terra nullius and British law, as Rachel Perkins explains.
There's a contradiction at the heart of these wars that began with the way the British described their occupation. They announced that the Aboriginal people had become British citizens. And so they could never officially declare war, because to do so would mean that they were declaring war on their own citizens. However, the British used military force to ensure that their occupation of the continent was successful.
These wars could only be acknowledged after the proclamation of Terra Nullius was legally challenged and overturned in the early 1990s in what is known as the landmark Mabo decision. Professor Reynolds explains.
Up until this time, the view had been that the Aborigines did not own the land. So therefore, the fighting couldn't be about the control of land because they didn't have any legal title to land. After 1992 and that judgment, the nature of the war had to change because clearly it was about the sort of issues which war has always been about. Control over territory.
Dr. Clements says the failure of the British Empire to recognise Indigenous ownership of land in Australia is a historical anomaly.
At the very heart of the British colonisation of Australia was a flawed premise. Unlike all the other countries the British colonised, they did not acknowledge the sovereignty of the Indigenous owners here in Australia. Because of that, there were no treaties. There was no attempt to negotiate with the local peoples. And to this day, we struggle from a legal standpoint to understand what their rights are for the land.
And that failure to negotiate led to brutal bloodshed. Colonial records and archaeological evidence uncovered by teams of experts demonstrate the horrific scale of the conflict. The National Museum of Australia alone holds more than 400 remains of Aboriginal ancestors in their repository, many showing evidence of death by executions, decapitations and massacres. Rachel Perkins says the descendants of those who survived will always remember.
A lot of Aboriginal people have been the vessels for carrying this history. Aboriginal people have handed down the stories of what happened to them, to us, in our families. So I grew up knowing about the massacre of my people in Queensland, and I knew about the violent rape of my great-grandmother, etc.
Tasmania's Black War, fought between 1824 and 1831, was the most intense frontier conflict in Australia's history. Dr. Clements explains.
The Black War, as it's become known, was the most constricted geographically and temporally in anywhere in Australia.
In the Australian Wars series, Rachel Perkins explains that during the Black Wars, more Tasmanians were killed than the number of Tasmanians that died in Korea, Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam, and peacekeeping missions combined. Dr. Nicholas Clements says that the colonial authorities and settlers were petrified by the Aboriginal people.
Aboriginal resistance was striking. Everybody knew somebody in the colonial world who had been killed or wounded by Aboriginal people, who'd had their farms burnt down. It was absolutely terrifying. In fact, serious people were contemplating having to abandon the colony.
But the Europeans prevailed. They almost annihilated Indigenous Tasmanians.
It's only by a hair's breadth that we even have Aboriginal descendants in Tasmania today, because they were almost completely wiped out, largely by violence.
And a lot of this violence was sexual violence. The systematic rape and abduction of Aboriginal women was so common that some historians attributed the survival of particular Aboriginal nations to sexual assault.
The trigger for the violence, the match that lit the spark, was sexual violence. And that story begins with the gender imbalance in colonial society. So in Tasmania, for instance, there were 10 or 12 men for every woman. However, out on the frontier were these exotic, naked Aboriginal women, women who they'd been taught to regard as scarcely human and certainly people that they didn't need to respect.
To crush the Aboriginal resistance in many parts of Australia, colonialists created the Native Police, a trained paramilitary force used to instill terror. Professor Reynolds explains.
You recruited native soldiers and you used them as basically a military force. And this was undoubtedly the major force in breaking down Aboriginal resistance. And the Native Police were used for 50 years as settlement moved across this vast colony.
The men were given uniforms, guns and horses. Dr. Clements believes they were manipulated by white officers who used them for their traditional Aboriginal knowledge and bush skills.
The toll taken by the Native Police in Queensland alone was in the tens of thousands. Estimates go as high as 60,000 to 80,000, I believe, which is absolutely staggering. And it casts a moral cloud over this whole nasty business.
All this history is something that Rachel Perkins had to confront during the making of the Australian Wars documentary series.
I found a recording that had been made by my grandmother talking about her mother's family being massacred that I'd never heard before. And I'd never been to the place where it happened, and I'd never really found out where it happened until I made the documentary series.
Dr. Clements, whose predecessors were settlers, believes that all Australians need to overcome feelings of shame and shed light on past injustices.
Whether someone's ancestors were involved or not, we are all the inheritors of Aboriginal land, which was stolen land. At a minimum, we all have a role to play in unveiling this history, coming to terms with this history, and playing a role in a positive future.
You can stream the Australian War series on SBS On Demand in 5 languages: simplified Chinese, Arabic, traditional Chinese, Vietnamese, and Korean. This series is also available with audio descriptions and subtitles for blind or vision impaired audiences.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, produced by Claudiana Blanco and presented by Loana Grant. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian. And I'm Kerry Lee Harding. Until next time.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.